What's on your playlist?
You know, death metal, techno, the usual.
Before Steve Jobs, did the word playlist even exist?
Well, when I was a radio DJ, we used playlists.
All right, never mind. He did give us an entirely new way to listen to music. He didn't invent the MP3 player. He just saw possibilities in it that others had overlooked. He made it simple, sturdy, and sexy. Look at this thing.
And he didn't just change the way we listen to music. He changed the entire music business. He changed, well, everything.
Steve Jobs came of age in the heyday of rock and roll, and he was a music junkie.
He was a fanatic about Bob Dylan, about the Beatles, and I think that that love for music really shaped some of his interest as he, you know, sort of returned as CEO of Apple and started thinking about how he could revitalize that company.
As Jobs begins his second tour at Apple in the late 90s, he fuses his two lifelong passions, music and computers, to create a revolutionary new gadget.
This amazing little device holds 1,000 songs, and it goes right in my pocket.
In October 2001, Apple launches the iPod, the rock star of all music players.
This thing was not just a music player. It was a sculpture. It was something that you wanted to touch and you wanted to interact with.
The latest fruit of the apple tree immediately becomes an object of lust.
You didn't know you wanted it until you saw it in your friend's hand, and then all of a sudden you realize how, you know, how great it was, how exciting. Yeah, it's so convenient to have all of your music in your pocket. It was just crazy. It was great. It was like the coolest thing to, I don't know, hit my pocket in a while.